Welcome to TitansOnline.com, where we have your first look at the 2014 regular season schedule. Now, Mike, let's get right to it. Take us through this schedule.
It's going to be exciting. Starting on September the 7th, the Titans play at Kansas City, home on September 14th for Dallas, and then road games to end the month of September, the 21st at Cincinnati, the 28th at Indianapolis. So three of the first four games on the road, all against 2013 playoff teams. October begins with a home date against Cleveland and then another home game against Jacksonville. On the road at Washington, and then October the 26th, the Houston Texans come to LP Field. The Titans get their bye week in week 9, November 2nd. They'll be on the road at Baltimore November 9th and then home at LP Field for Monday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers on November the 17th. The Titans conclude November with road games at Philadelphia and at Houston. In December, the New York teams come calling to LP Field, the 7th against the Giants, the 14th against the Jets. And then it's Thursday Night Football at Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars on NFL Network. That's December 18th. December 28th, the regular season wraps up at home against the Indianapolis Colts.
Now, Mike, what are some things that you take away from this schedule?
I think overall you're excited about the two primetime games for Titan fans, Monday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then Thursday night against Jacksonville in December. I also think you look at this schedule and it's balanced in an interesting way. Three of four road games in September and November, three of four home games in the month of October and December. And then finally, the noon starts. 13 noon starts in the 16 games. The Titans actually have more games in primetime than they do at 3:05.
I'm joined now by Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Now, coach, what is your overall reaction to the schedule?
Well, interesting. There's a lot of, you know, as always, with an NFL schedule, you never know what you're going to get. So you just kind of sort through it, and I think you kind of take it all in. I mean, you know, we're still in the process of processing it, for lack of a better term. But a lot of things in the schedule that you like. Obviously, we've got a tough start. Three of the first four on the road, three of them playoff teams. You know, I guess we get a chance to find out a lot about our team early. But the good side of that is maybe that'll create a sense of urgency with our team in the off-season workouts, in the mini camp, you know, even in training camp. So we know what's facing us. And the big thing for that is for us to come together as a team.
Now, coach, in your career, have you ever had a schedule like this before?
Well, you know, I'd like to say in all the schedules, but then I don't want to date myself. So, no, I can't. You know, they're always so different. I don't recall one like this. It's a little bit different because three out of the first four are on the road, and then we've got three out of the next four at home, and then three out of the four after the bye are on the road. So it's kind of like a mirrored schedule. So maybe we can have success through the first eight, and that'll set us up to have success through the second eight, and then we're in the playoffs here at home, and everything's good.
Now, coach, what do you think of that bye placed right in the middle of the schedule? Is that helpful to you?
Well, I think it's good. You know, as long as you can get the bye somewhere between 7 and 9, it breaks the season up, and it gives you a chance to get some injured guys back or to reassess where you are. It gives you enough of a set of whatever offensive or defensive plays that you can analyze. You can go back and do some self-scout. So yeah, that portion of it's good. And then I like the Thursday night game too, the one before our last regular season game, because your goal is to have that game mean something against Indianapolis. And our expectation is that's going to be the case. And then we'll have a little bit of extra time to prepare, as well as a little bit of extra time for our guys to get healthy from it. So, you know, I like that. And I like especially that we have three out of our last four at home, because, you know, that'll give our fans a chance to come out and really give us the advantage and then set them up for that home playoff game that we're going to have.
Now, coach, 13 of these games are noon starts. How do you feel about that?
Well, I like routine. So I think we can get into a routine of preparing. You know, we'll know what our weekly schedule is going to be like. We'll be accustomed to it. We'll know exactly what our routine is going to be like on the road, what our routine is going to be like at home, because we're playing a 12 o'clock game for us. So hopefully that'll help us.
Joining us now is Executive Vice President of Administration and Facilities, Don McLaughlin. Now, Don, season tickets are obviously still on sale, but so are Flex Packs. Tell me a little bit about those.
Amy, now that the schedule's been released, which is always an exciting time for us, the organization and the fans, we're putting Flex Packs on sale right now. They're 5-game packages that include different games throughout the season. We've had success with them throughout the years, and with the quality of the schedule that we have this year, there's been a lot of fans that are anxious to wait and see when these Flex Packs do go on sale. So they're on sale right now, and we certainly think that with the season tickets that have been sold to date, the new season tickets and the renewals that have come in, we're very encouraged that we can continue to keep our sellout streak and stretch it to 164 straight games at LP Field this fall.
Now, those are on sale right now. Where can fans go to get those?
Fans can go to TitansOnline.com. They can call the ticket office tomorrow at 615-565-4200, and they certainly can get a sales rep there that will be anxious to help them there. It's a very exciting time for us right now, and with the momentum that's been built already in the offseason, this is just going to take us to a whole nother level, and we're ready to go.
Now, let's look at that schedule one more time. The Titans open at Kansas City on September 7th, followed by home opener with the Dallas Cowboys on the 14th. September concludes with road games in Cincinnati and at Indianapolis. In October, the Titans host the Browns and Jaguars, play at Washington on the 19th, and host Houston on the 26th. The Titans' bye week comes in week 9 on November 2nd. On the 9th, it's a trip to Baltimore, followed on November 17th with a Monday night football date with the Steelers at LP Field. From there, it's on to Philadelphia and Houston to wrap up November. December begins with visits from the New York teams, the Giants on December 7th, and the Jets on December 14th. The Jets game will be the Titans' only 3:05 Central Time kickoff for the season. 4 days later, the Titans will appear on NFL Network for a Thursday night clash with the Jaguars in Jacksonville, and the season ends with Indianapolis playing at LP Field for a noon kickoff. For TitansOnline.com, I'm Amy Wells with your 2014 regular season schedule.